Earth, Sky.
Today, True Polar Wander. In late 2012, scientists in Europe published some new results about it.
True Polar Wander isn't the same thing as a reversal of Earth's magnetic field, which is known to have happened before in Earth history. And it's not the same as plate tectonics, which describes the large-scale motions of land plates on Earth.
No one has actually measured true polar wander. It's a very small motion. It's a geophysical theory, a way of thinking about an Earth process that some scientists believe does happen. The theory suggests that if a supersized volcano or other weighty landmass formed far away from Earth's equator, the force of Earth's spin would pull the object away from our planet's spin axis. It would create an imbalance, in other words. The result would be a drifting of Earth's solid exterior relative to our planet's rotation axis. That is, some landmasses would shift very slightly in latitude.
The European scientists used a computer model to identify four possible instances of true polar wander in the past. And they say true polar wander is happening now. They say that Earth's solid outer layers have been slowly drifting at a rate of 0.2 degrees every million years. That's true polar wander. You can read more about it at earthsky.org. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.